Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Heather, it was an interesting week. We had a USDA forum at the end of the week. More weather discussion. We'll hit on some of those things and more coming up in a moment. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, looking at the corn side of things, pretty much unchanged is what I would call it week over week. The March board closed about a penny and a quarter off of last week. December board closed up about quarter of a cent. So like I said, unchanged there. Beans were our big winner of the week. Again, this is probably the fourth or fifth week in a row of seeing gains on beans. Old crop beans versus the March up 14 and three quarters. New crop Nove beans up about six. And then wheat. Wheat kind of struggled this week. We saw some improvement in weather forecasts, so that was off about 7¾ cents week over week on that July Kansas City wheat board.
All right, weather in South America grabbed a lot of headlines, and we're getting to a critical point in soybean development in Argentina, and so that has the attention of the markets, right?
Definitely. Everyone is looking at Argentina and wondering, how bad is bad? We keep hearing that things have gotten really dry and it's really bad and there's poor production, poor yields. We're kind of in that stage for Argentina where we have to just kind of wait and see what finally happens right now. Same, you know, if this was August, late July, early August in the United States, at this point we'd just be like, all right, well, let's just see what happens. And that's kind of where we're at with Argentina. What we are kind of seeing for forecast is a reduction of about 10 million metric tons, which if you do the math on that, gets somewhere close to that 365 million bushel number, which is actually a lot more than I think we normally equate that to be. So that's a big difference, and it will affect more than just this harvest time period. It's probably going to affect us into the summer if we see those kinds of reductions, just because Argentina is such a huge producer of soybean meal in the world. If they can't fulfill those soybean meal exports that they normally handle, you know, where will those come from? Well, the likely option would be the U.S. because we have the infrastructure to produce the soybean meal and to transport it and get it out of those countries. So that's kind of the dilemma right now, and that's what's keeping the soybean market where it's at. There's no significant changes to the weather pattern in the next 7 days from everything that I've seen. Once we get out beyond that, though, they are looking at a little bit of rain. I don't know if it'll be too late by then. My gut says it's probably going to be a little too late by then, but we'll just kind of have to wait and see, like I said, on what actual harvest data looks like for them.
How about USDA's Outlook Forum that took place at the end of the week? Any information out of there that you kind of took notice of, Heather?
Yeah, I think the biggest impact out of the USDA Outlook Forum, everyone was kind of expecting this really insane soybean acreage number, somewhere more of like the 92 million number. And they really surprised the beans, not so much the corn, but the beans, coming in at 90 million acres. And I think even more surprising is the fact that technically looking at the acres, we're at a 50-50 ratio on corn to beans right now. So 90 million acres of corn, 90 million acres of beans. Now, that 90 million on corn is definitely not out of the question. That's totally realistic. 90 million on beans, people are still wondering, is that too low? But I think that's a solid number to start with. We have seen some changes in people thinking there were going to be beans this year to go back and plant some additional corn with this little rally here. It's definitely incented people to look at their rotation still. So I would say that 90 million acre number on beans is probably a bigger surprise than what people were expecting. And again, that's only going to help the bean price right now.
All right, so coming up here next week, we have three more trading days, and we'll get our spring crop insurance price for our revenue protection. You know, beyond that, anything that you're looking at doing with our marketing plan, maybe to try and capture some upside potential?
Yeah, definitely. This is kind of a critical time of year. It looks like right now the spring price average is somewhere in that 395 mark on corn futures and 1009 on bean futures, which are some of the better numbers we've seen for spring price, their discovery period in the last couple years. And I would say that when you're, I use the analogy, and I stole this from a banker friend, but when you're at the top of the mountain, do you want a lot of slack in your rope? I don't think so. So we're looking at putting some protection on for guys that haven't gotten real aggressive with their pricing yet. It's way easier to continue pricing in a little at a time as we continue to see these rallies and reward ourselves. But if you're one of those people who just can't pull the trigger this early, definitely looking at downside protection is kind of a must. If you are really good at making incremental sales or using an averaging product like we do, which is selling into these rallies, then it's probably not a bad idea to go ahead and look at adding some additional upside. You know, if you've got early sales on, you can put on some upside at least to get you through the spring rally time into the early summer for, you know, in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 cents on corn and, you know, 12 to 18 cents on beans, somewhere in there. Buy a little bit of extra upside. You've got good prices locked in. You don't want to miss out on too much more. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at. It kind of depends on each farmer's different bias and how they look at pricing, whether they like to forward price or whether they like to forward protect, I guess you could say. But those are what we're looking at right now with our clients.
All right, very good. A lot of great information. Thank you very much, Heather. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, Chad. You too.
All right, again, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.